I'll do. It's Nathan. Welcome to a different episode of Middle-Aged Man FC, the podcast. This is going to be a short one. We'll call it a short cast because yesterday we did sit down and do an episode, but you know what Michael's like. He thinks he knows it all. And despite taking the piss out of me, as usual, we did go off on not one tangent, but three or four, and it was quite complicated. And it's actually about mental health. Now, this is the thing why I wanted to do a short cast on this, was because I've kind of worked out that I don't feel as if I have mental health issues. For me, mental health, I think it's changed since the 80s when I was growing up. Mental health back then was somebody with quite severe issues, and it was not as predominant as what it is now. I feel that, you know, I am susceptible to depression. I struggle with stress a lot. I feel, do have days quite often when I'm quite down, and have a tendency to think the worst case scenario, and then I go in a downward spiral very, very fast, and everything seems like, what's the point? And then I start thinking about burning everything to the ground, like, you know, not good enough for M. You know, what am I doing? Is this all there is to life? All those sorts of things. I do get very wrapped up in myself. So I suppose nowadays that comes under the mental health umbrella, for want of a better expression. But I don't actually see myself, I don't want to use that label for me personally, probably because I've been surrounded by a lot of labels over the years and don't really do me any good. So at the moment I'm sat in the depths of Cornwall. I'm in a country lane, it's pissing it down, blowing a gale, and I think it's the 31st of August today. And I'm on me Todd, about to see my mum. As you do, you know, things to do, things like that. But yeah, I suppose the point of this episode is just to put it out there that I do struggle with the day-to-day, most days actually. And, you know, from this podcast, I hope what you're seeing is that I'm a genuine guy and I am on a journey. It does sound a bit X Factor, but I am on a journey to find myself, and try and get on a level playing field, which I feel is happening. You know, things are moving in the right direction, but it's about finding what works for me, to keep on the level like more often, and not just, you know, build a solid base so I can then move forward from and do what I want to do, or at least what I think I want to do. Now that's what, you know, that's where I'm at really. So I just wanted to say that, not that I get it, but, you know, I understand what it's like to not be in that happy place and to feel the overwhelm and the stress and the responsibility of kids, a mum that's not too well, a job that's just changed beyond belief. You know, it's like a modern day phenomenon that I still can't get my head round, and writing a book and all these other things that I'm having a crack at doing. And I suppose the goal really is to find one thing, you know, go, yep, that's what I'm doing, and work on that, move forward with it regardless. You know, I'm accepting now that actually not every day can be great and not every day should be perfect. And, you know, life shouldn't necessarily be easy. Like, what? I think when you get to the point of realizing that, you know, life doesn't have to be simple, it doesn't have to be perfect, it doesn't have to be easy, that, you know, it's going to be ups and downs. And the moment you stop looking for the perfect day and the day without any issues, it's probably when you're actually going to get on and move forward and, you know, just enjoy life and embrace it for what it is. So I think that is a nice note to end this shortcast podcast on. And yeah, hopefully me and him will be back next week and we'll have it a little bit more planned, because I think he loves to talk. Like, after the podcast yesterday, M came back and he was Michael was still in the kitchen, and I think he hung around for another 50 minutes chatting. So we've got to rein him in, people. We've got to rein him in. Anyway, if you like this podcast, do let us know. You can tweet us at Middle-Aged Man FC, and the FC is capital letters, just so you know it's us. All right, cheers. All the best. Over and out.